A Depolarizing High Tidal Tale in the Western Lobe of Phoenix A, by Francesca Loi et al. Recent Meerkat-neutral hydrogen, high, observations of Phoenix A reveal tidal material intersecting in projection the western lobe of this radio galaxy. We found a spatial coincidence between the northern high tail and a depolarized structure observed for the first time with the Australian Square Kilometer Array Pathfinder, ASKP, at 1.2 GHz. We analyzed the properties of the rotation measure, room, image obtained with ASKAP data at the location of the high tail and in its neighborhood. We modeled the observed room structure function to investigate the magnetic field power spectrum at the location of the high tail and in a nearby control region. We found that the observed room, in the control region and in a region enclosing the high tail, cannot be due to the intracluster Faraday screen caused by the Phoenix cluster. An intergroup magnetized medium with a central magnetic field strength of 18.5 can explain the control region room, but it is clear that there is an excess in correspondence with the high tail region. We evaluated several scenarios in which the high tail is either in the lobe foreground or embedded in the lobe. We determined a magnetic field strength on the order of approximately 9.5 to 11 in the high tail, a value consistent with constraints derived from narrowband H-alpha imaging of the ionized gas. The spatial coincidence between high tail and depolarization analyzed in this paper could be the first observed evidence of a magnetic field that either has passed through a radio galaxy lobe or has survived the lobe expansion. This was A Depolarizing High Tidal Tail in the Western Lobe of Phoenix A, by Francesca Loi et al.